This is Fracturing Football, where producers Jack Edwards and Noah Lichtenberg break down the latest in fantasy football news.
Welcome to the very first episode of Fracturing Football. I'm Noah Lichtenberg.
And I'm Jack Edwards. In this episode, we are going to be breaking down your fantasy football draft before the season starts.
The first thing we will touch on is who to pick top three, and then the highlights of our top 15 players.
And then next up, we'll mention some draft picks we are going to be avoiding, some sleepers, as well as overall draft strategy, and finally we'll finish up the episode specifically talking about the Indianapolis Colts.
All right, for our first subject, we are talking about who we would draft top three. Jack, what do you think?
I think it's got to be David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown. That order in almost every single draft. I think that's, it just fits. I mean, David Johnson, after a huge last year, he's predicted to get the most points in fantasy, I'm pretty sure. Brown, a solid option every single year. And Le'Veon Bell, even though he has a few question marks over the potential holdout that he's been having, I think that he's just too good a talent to leave outside of the top three. I think it's got to be that order.
I agree completely. I would pick David Johnson easily over Bell because he is more consistent, whereas Le'Veon has missed 14 of his past 32 games due to injuries or suspension. Johnson has played all 32.
Yeah, and I think maybe you look at a few outside guys, Julio Jones, Mike Evans, Odell Beckham are like the main guys you talk about.
Yeah.
Jordy Nelson, LeSean McCoy. Those guys are more their own tier. There's the top three, and then there's like a solid 10 guys that are right below them, which is really interesting for first round fantasy owners. Well,
next up, both me and Jack created a list of our top 15 players we would draft, and we're just going to point out some of our highlights. The first thing that jumped out to me was that I put Mike Evans a lot further up. I put him at fourth, ahead of both Julio Jones and Odell Beckham. My reasoning behind this is because he should have less coverage due to the addition of DeSean Jackson, and the Buccaneers are on a rise. He has a great connection with one of the best younger QBs in the game in Jameis Winston, and in the red zone, his big 6'5 frame provides a huge target.
Yeah, I don't doubt. Mike Evans has had a great couple years leading up to this point, and he's a great first-round prospect. But it's just kind of hard for me to bet against Julio Jones, honestly. I think that Falcons offense last year, it was lethal last year. It was one of the best offenses in history. And I think with Odell, when we move to him, his foot injury might limit him first week, but he's just too good a player, Odell. I think you got to consider him and Julio, potentially with Mike Evans. And then it's after those three wide receivers, including Antonio Brown, you have a lot of running backs. You got Melvin Gordon, you got LeSean McCoy, you got Jordan Howard a bit further down.
All right, you put him 12th. I don't even know if I would have him in the top 20. I would choose Brandon Cooks and Michael Thomas over him just because, like, at least they have good quarterbacks in Drew Brees and Tom Brady.
I think Howard, he's good. He's actually pretty good in the red zone. And I think he's got a great offensive line. And the offensive line is the biggest part for me, because I feel like he's just such a powerful force. He's a lot, I think he's in his third year, I want to say, second year, third year. I think he's a lot, maybe a lot like Ezekiel Elliott, like a
yeah, he was David brought in Johnson. Behind Matt Forte, and he did.
And he has grown a lot, and I think he's got great upside, and I think that there isn't a ton of risk with him, in all honesty. He's a bit more consistent than some other options, and that's kind of why I have him that high, especially.
What do you think about Melvin Gordon and LeSean McCoy?
I think Gordon had a very, very good year last year before he had that hip injury. I think he's a good, solid option. I mean, I think he's going to have a good year. I would much rather take Gordon over McCoy because McCoy is 29. I think he's entering his ninth NFL season. And I have a few question marks about that. He's a running back. You look, where is that peak? Where do you start peaking as a running back? And I think this, it's a bit risky for me.
I agree with that. I would take him like late first round, maybe, like, because first round you want to get a running back.
Yeah,
like,
that's very true.
Like, and if Melvin Gordon's out there like sixth or seventh pick, I would definitely pick him up.
Yeah, definitely.
Next up in this episode, we're gonna be talking about questionable picks, sleepers, and overall draft strategies. My first question to Jack is, where would you draft Ezekiel Elliott?
He really is a tough one to draft because last year he was phenomenal. And when he's on the field, he's probably close to David Johnson and Le'Veon Bell's level. He's probably the number three running back, in my opinion at least. But the issue is he's got a 6-game suspension this year. And that's what has pushed him down to the second and third round. Even to the fourth round at the beginning of the suspension. But slowly his value has been increasing. And I think if you can get a guy of his caliber that late in the draft, phenomenal. If you can pick him up in the third round, that's where I would wait for him. I would not bank on getting him because, you know, some people are a lot more risky than me. I'm a lot more conservative. But I would want to pick him in the third, but I think he's going to go in the second round.
See, I would be the one that would take him in the second round. I mean, it may be at the beginning of the season, the first couple games, he might not be on your team. But you can always draft another running back for the first couple of weeks. But then once you get to playoff season is when he's going to be back to his old self, producing and getting a lot of touchdowns and stuff. Yeah. So I would definitely pick him in the second round if he's available.
You just got to get to 500 for the first 6 games. If you go 3-3 and then you get Ezekiel Elliott, you're just set.
All right, I got a question for you, Jack. What players would you keep an eye on?
I would definitely look at some guys who had poor years last year. I would look at Cam Newton. I would look at Russell Wilson as two big guys who last year, they didn't have great seasons. And this year, they're looking to bounce back because their fantasy values dropped a little bit because of last year. And I think that picking them up, I feel like the guys like Russell Wilson and Cam Newton, they're big examples. But I feel like they're going to have very, very good years. And I think taking guys like Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, at the quarterback position at least, is a little bit risky because you could wait until like the 8th or 9th round and get, say, I don't know, a Ben Roethlisberger or a Jameis Winston, who the point difference between Tom Brady and Jameis Winston is not several rounds difference, if that makes sense. But overall, I think you don't want to look at too many big name guys like the Tom Brady and the Aaron Rodgers because they're not going to get you as many points as some other sleeper guys. Like even Michael Thomas and Doug Baldwin aren't talked about enough for how many points they're going to bring you to your team.
Since we are from Indiana, our final topic is going to be about the Indianapolis Colts. Now, earlier in the podcast, you were talking about quarterbacks. What do you think about Andrew Luck?
I mean, he's missing week 1, so that's an immediate red flag. And him missing, he's a great quarterback. He's a franchise quarterback. And losing him affects the entire fantasy strategy for the Indianapolis Colts.
All right, so where would you draft Luck?
Me personally, there are plenty of quarterbacks I would take over Luck, even if he was healthy. So if I was desperate, maybe for a backup or for like a really desperate starter, maybe 10th, 11th round, but I would not reach for him because there's guys like Mariota, Winston, there are so many better alternatives, in my view, at least.
I disagree with that. I think that I would draft Andrew Luck, maybe even as my starter in like one of the late rounds, because he'll be available in one of the late rounds. Because in the past 3 years, he's been better than Aaron Rodgers in the most top 12 fantasy performances, and he's always had like problems with his offensive line and stuff, and being out for 1 week isn't going to change his fantasy output much, but I would definitely take him in the 9th or 10th round and then draft another QB just for the first week. All right, so T.Y. Hilton, I think you said earlier that people were drafting him late 2nd round. I would take him 2nd round. I think he's pretty young, and he's producing really well.
Yeah, definitely. They've got a good partnership, him and Luck, and I think that he's going to be a good asset, but week 1, that's a bit of the worrying that there's uncertainties about Luck. And again, a wide receiver is only as good as their quarterback. And so if Luck is missing time and you have Scott Tolzien throwing to T.Y. Hilton, he's not going to be as good as if he had Andrew Luck, obviously. So there's a few question marks, but I think he still is a very, very good pickup, especially if you can get him that late in the draft, late 2nd round. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I mean, I think it's an exciting season, and it's just getting underway.
Thanks for listening to our very first episode of Fracturing Football. Stay tuned for our next episode in the near future. For WHJE, this has been Noah Lichtenberg.
And Jack Edwards. Catch you next time on Fracturing Football.